This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha.
Keisha Napoleon has grown up on TV, playing characters on shows like The Cosby Show to Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
They know Rudy. They know Miranda. I've been in the business literally for 36 years.
Keisha's an actress, philanthropist, foodie, and now host of her own podcast.
This is an opportunity for you, my friends, my fans, to get to know me, just Keisha.
This is Candidly Keisha.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha! So the whole gang is in the studio. As you know, we've been setting up Carl on a blind date. So now we have Carl here. We have contestant one and contestant three, Reese and Tahira, in the studio. We still have Carla with us, so he will have the opportunity to see what he missed out on. All that crouching tiger, hidden dragon.
That is so cute.
So for this, I'm going to, now we're just going to jump into it, and I'm going to remove the blindfold, okay?
Wait, no, you gotta pick.
Do you think I should make them pick first?
Yeah.
Fine. I've been outvoted because I thought it would be fun to like the last.
No, it's more fun if I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
You know he's gonna want to hold on to that blindfold as long as he can.
Oh Lord,
my
scarf will never be the same. Okay, so now we're down to the final two. Do you have any questions, Carl? Carl, don't scare them away.
No. Not
the damn it. Person.
Who can dance? Who can dance? Who can't?
Who can dance? That's a good one.
This is number three.
Yes.
I definitely have rhythm, but it gets like better don't. Based on the number of drinks I've consumed.
Ow. Ow.
Yeah, I think that most people get a little bit better when they're drinking, right? But this is Reese. I can dance, but, you know, it does get a little bit better when you're dancing with somebody you want to dance with. So, you know, you can move a little bit better and you're more comfortable. And you just dance like no one's watching, you know?
Got it. What's your next question, Carl?
That's it. You need another question?
He needs more.
I like to be asked questions. That's the thing.
You like to be?
I like to be asked questions.
Oh, wait, Toby, you have a question?
Well,
come, you have to come to the mic if you have something to say.
Okay, so wait, Carl, you want them to ask you questions?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to stay on my best behavior and answer them as...
Okay, yeah. So Reese seems like she has a question. What's your question, Reese?
So, Carl, you don't have kids?
No.
And you want kids, you want two.
Definitely.
Two and an apostle.
I forgot about the three. Yeah. Good number. How tall are you?
6 feet.
Nice height.
Is this just measurement for the kids?
No, I just... no, I just... You know, he asked that question the last show. So I was like, let's ask him something.
Yeah, I like
what,
to be
What is
questions.
Your favorite color?
Blue. Blue, dark blue, black. Mm.
Nice. I could keep going, but we'll just let
keep going. I can answer questions all day.
What's your question to hear?
Okay, I'll just ask what you asked us. What are three qualities that you look for in your ideal woman?
Silliness, support. Mm-hmm. I could be all over the place sometimes, so I need a woman that kind of help me to like kind of focus. So if I'm into something and you're not into it, I still need you to kind of, you know, just be there. To help me to stay kind of focused, because if it benefits me, then it benefits you. I like a woman that can have sex all the time.
Oh shit! So can by all the time you mean how often?
I like to have sex every day if I have a woman.
Let him go. He be himself.
I like to have sex all the time. Uh-huh. That's never going to change. If I like you, I just, you know, if we live together, it's just one of them things. I can't help it. But I don't know. Yeah, I like sex all the time. I like a woman that's going to be there for me. And when I have a woman, I like to spoil her. I like to show off. No, I like to show her off. But man, I just need silliness. Like if you trip, I'm gonna laugh at you and then help you up. Like no, like that's just me. And I like someone that's not serious all the time. If it's business, it's cool, because we stay serious when it comes to business. You know, we grow and everything. But as far as life, I just like to laugh. I like to have fun. That's why all my friends, I like to be around them because they're all silly in their own way, and we have fun all the time. I love it.
And part of the reason that we were like, we have to do this, because we're like, whoever you end up with, we have to like too.
Yeah, they got to approve.
So you're recruiting.
Right, we have to like too.
That is funny.
Because we like to do things and have fun as a group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, it always makes it weird if you then date someone who doesn't understand that your female, like your girlfriends, your women friends are just that, your friends who are women.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing more than that.
Exactly.
And that we can all just have a good time and have fun and be silly together.
Yeah. That's too much pressure to be serious.
Okay, so you said all that. This is Reese.
Mm-hmm.
So would you consider yourself to be a confident person? Would you, you know, you consider yourself jealous or understanding?
All that. I get jealous. I could be understanding. I like to be right. I like to talk a lot. I'm confident 75% of the time.
What's your sign called?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh.
Yeah, always. They ain't gonna change.
Stop. My dad's a Scorpio. That's weird.
just don't say it out loud.
And my youngest brother. Ew. Oh, we have this. Carla, I'm about to kick you out. This one talking about your mama don't think you're weird. Who says that?
Oh my God.
Hey.
Well, she's always smiling.
Hey. Stop it. This is Candidly Keisha, goddammit.
Hey, yo. But yeah, I just need to have fun. You know, I can take things too far sometime, or I can go overboard sometime. And I also like a woman that could, you know, challenge me. You threaten me to kick my ass sometime. Like, I like that. Like, keep me in check. I know,
like,
you know, I'm not perfect. I'm definitely not perfect.
He's from New York, so
yeah,
he should make it.
I don't like a passive woman.
So he needs somebody who could be like a little bit like.
I need a little crazy too. A little bit crazy is good. Just can't do boring.
Do you like to role play?
Yeah.
What's your favorite role?
My favorite role play. What I like. Role play is just like, so somebody said no, like sex on the first date. To me, that's just a challenge. It's not really that I even want to have sex with you. It's just that because you said that, then now I got something to challenge you about.
So are you sensual?
Yes, extremely.
Mm.
I don't need to have sex with you to turn you out at all.
What?
I don't.
He gonna turn your mind out.
Yeah, I love doing that. That's actually fun.
I'm trying to say that.
I love a woman that that, you know.
Tracy says flash. What you got on that?
I'm trying to keep it. I can say something.
But time out. For those of you who did not hear the last Candidly Keisha, I asked these two women what their, like, if they were, how would, if they took a movie title to describe, like, their sex or sexuality, what movie title would they choose? And contestant three, Tahira, said Splash. Contestant one was Brown Sugar. So
what's Carl?
50 Shades of Grey.
Times two or
times,
three.
Yeah, times it, some.
Yeah,
because okay.
Yeah, I'm a little more than that.
No Titanic?
I mean, you wouldn't throw that in. You could throw that in there. It's all good. Throw all that in there.
See, it's going
you have
in.
To have fun.
Okay, wait. So where were we on this?
We
one?
Forgot.
The question.
Sensual.
I like, because I could start from the beginning of the day. When we meet for a date, I can start from that time, and that's where foreplay starts. You might not know it, but it actually started. So my whole thing from that point is to turn you out or turn you on way before we get back to the house. I like when you say you don't want to do something, because by the end of the day, you're going to want to do it, but I'm going to hold off just because I know you want to do it.
Ooh.
So I like to tease. Yeah, it's fun.
Well, damn. Okay.
Well,
it's getting a little warm in here.
Okay, so you need a supportive woman. Would
yes.
you be supportive of your woman?
Always. Any woman I'm with, even my friends, I'm always, if I tend to see the, let me see how you say it. I see the top level of my friends or anybody I'm around more than they do. So because I watch people all the time, whatever you are or however I think about you, I'm always going to push stuff on you that I think you can elevate
you. You want people to rise to the
occasion.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And if
you
like,
see their greatest potential.
Yes,
in them.
I always do. So I'm always like that. So if I'm with a woman, your thing is if you're a woman and you're working for someone, my main thing that's going to happen is that I'm always going to try to figure something you could do to, if you're spending 40 hours on a job, I'm going to try to find a way you could, so you can spend 30 hours on a job and then 20 hours till the point where you have your own thing going. Because I wouldn't like my woman to be working for someone that's not treating her right. So either I take care of that or I help her take care of that.
Tabernacle.
Love it.
Any more questions?
Yeah, keep them coming. I'm all good.
No, we like his answers. Right?
Yeah, they're really good answers.
This actually might
it's
be foreplay
right
now.
It's probably tough because you can't see.
Nah, it's all good.
Do you play games?
Always. What kind of games?
I mean in a bad way. Oh. You're funny.
No. Nah.
Okay. So would you consider yourself an honest person?
99% honest, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Yeah,
isn't
definitely
it
sometimes.
So blunt.
Yeah. No, that's good. I mean, you know.
Why did you ask the height question? Not saying we'll answer it, but why did you
short
ask?
Short girls are just so cute all the time. They're just cute. Yeah, little cute little things.
What?
It's tiny.
Okay, wait.
You
want to
put us in your pocket?
I'm just
you got to say that. Oh, come on. We are.
You just want to hug him and put a hand on your stomach. Just hug him.
Reese and I are like this, you're going to get the same thing.
Isn't that funny?
It is hilarious. I keep missing the funniest parts. Okay, I don't even know where to go to with this right now.
You can bring them on. Keep the questions coming. I'm ready.
Said, put them in your pocket. Let's since we were all on this kind of like, do you have any fetishes?
Who, me?
We know you do. We're going to come back to you.
He was actually ready to answer.
Yep.
Don't
have any
fetish.
Well, go ahead. Let's.
Guys typically have fetish.
What, fetish?
Do you have any fetishes?
I like.
Mom is in the background, like, Carl, no.
Don't do it.
I like to be bitten.
What?
He's like, what?
I like to be.
We don't hear. What is that?
Why?
Wait, Carl, can you say that again? Okay, I'm going to ask that question. Carl.
Yeah.
Wait, I got to put this on my.
That was over here.
I got to put this on my Instagram. We're going to. Okay, wait, James, just mark that because we'll have to. We'll come back. Okay. Carl, do you have any fetishes?
Yes. I like to be bitten. I like to be choked.
Wait. You like to be what?
I like to be choked. If you got rid of
the wrong one.
No.
Did you want to call a friend?
No. It doesn't matter though. Any woman you give me, I don't care how she thinks she is or how she acts, I will be able to change it to that.
Oh.
So yeah, it doesn't matter.
Lord have mercy on my soul.
I like to get a woman. I like a woman that's just like said that she's like she's not into it. And then I like her to get to the point where she's fiending for me to do it, basically.
So let me take a good look at y'all, because they're not going to be the same after this.
Basically.
Okay. What else is there to say?
Well, this is number 3. We have to talk about ours.
Oh, we do?
Number,
oh,
yeah. Fetishes? Yeah. Well, she said she has.
Oh. Okay.
So this is number 3, Tahira. I don't think I would call this a fetish, but what I do like is like a man that smells really good. Mm-hmm. So I'm like the weirdo that you might just be
armpit?
Sitting on the couch
like
and I smell the armpit. Like the deodorant smells good. The cologne smells
good. Do you
want to
come
good.
Smell me though?
I love a good smell.
Do you want to smell him? He said.
I mean.
Okay, I mean, it makes
Keisha,
sense.
You smell him and tell us what he smells like.
Exactly.
Come on, Tahira.
Maybe later.
Tahira, come smell him.
Okay, I'll come smell. Yeah.
Come smell.
I am so recording this, just FYI. You're on camera.
You can't touch me because you can't know like
no problem.
How
no problem.
I am or anything.
No problem.
So you just stay still.
No problem.
She's really feeling it.
She's starting at the armpit.
I want to smell him too now. This is Ree. please, can I smell him too?
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Fresh, hold on. Hold on, guys. Reese wants to smell. Reese, you can come smell too.
It's not too overwhelming. It smells good. It's clean.
Left to people you've been with.
Smell another area, Reese.
What is going on? She said, smell another area.
I smelled everything that that was necessary right now.
Okay. But clean, right?
Yeah, very clean.
Yeah.
Freshly.
Could I just say that this is the funniest show I've ever done, I believe, in the last 100 and change episodes.
I tried to back out, but it was fun.
No, I am so happy.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm very happy to be here.
Yes. To follow them on the date.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that'd be so much
fun. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's take a really, really quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Carl make his choice. So stay tuned right here at Candidly Keisha.
You're listening to Candidly Keisha.
We are back here at Candidly Keisha. This, I must say, has been one of the funniest, at least for me, the most entertaining podcast that I have ever been a part of, and I've been a part of all of these. So, Carl.
Yeah.
It's decision time.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you choose?
Three.
You choose three?
Yeah.
Oh!
Okay.
Yay. So, we go to
I
here.
Thought I was going to.
Aren't you happy?
So what do I win besides Carl?
Okay. Hey. There's a lot here.
What do I win? So now that we have made the choice, Carl, I will unblindfold you and let us know. Let's meet everybody. We'll meet Carla, then we'll meet Reese, then we'll meet Tahira. Here we go.
And
I wasn't in control. This wasn't fair.
Okay.
So scared to open his eyes.
So we have Carla.
I'm Reese.
Hey. We have Reese and we have Tahira.
Hey. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
Right. He's got to get his eyes adjusted to the light.
Sorry, you have been blindfolded for like an hour. I'm sorry.
That's good. That is so funny. That was so fun, though.
That was cool.
So, Carl, how was this experience for you?
Yeah. I was out of control for a second. That's not fun.
Oh, Lord.
But it was cool.
So where are you and Tahira going to go on your date?
Well, he has to tell me what he thinks about what he sees
first. Oh! Talking to him.
But I was already painting pictures in my head as you guys were talking anyway. So I'm not surprised. I'm good.
Okay.
All the way good.
Oh, well, thank you.
Because my friends think I'm a visual person only.
So
what I am, but
you.
I can, as you talk, I can paint pictures and it lets me know what. Yeah. It's small things that people do or say, and then you could tell by
like
the
what?
Character.
Like
how,
okay, come on.
Yeah, what
we're listening.
What made you pick Splash?
She was the silliest of all of them.
Uh-huh.
Like certain of her answers.
The mic is over here.
Some of her answers were just sillier than others. And it was more, I figured if I'm going to be out with somebody, it's going to be like kind of carefree and just having fun.
Yeah.
Take nothing serious. Again, you know I could say crazy stuff sometimes. So
uh-huh.
I was going by who I think I could be out with and just you know, and if I say something a little bit off, they're either going to ask me or they're just going to laugh about it. So that's what I was going by.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Well, nice to meet you.
Jamie.
So where are you taking us all?
Oh, my God.
Now that we
I'll cook for everybody somewhere.
The mic?
I'll cook for everybody somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Y'all can come out to the Ville. And we can have a barbecue.
Oh.
I want some jerk wings, please, and thank you.
And mangoes.
We could do that.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah. Okay, so now that you guys can see each other, do you have any like last questions or you know before? Because you're coming back to talk about this date. This date's happening.
I think the question should be asked on the date, right?
Oh.
It don't matter. Like, it's not going to be boring regardless.
Okay.
We can ask 100 questions now. It's still going to be stuff to talk about later.
All right.
Boop, boop, boop.
All good
boop,
with that.
Boop, boop.
Let's go.
Hold on one sec. How are we on time?
We're doing about 4 or 5 minutes. We have time.
Okay.
But hey, can I ask this real quick since I'm the producer guy and stuff. Yeah. And you have a phone, right?
Yeah.
On the date, could you record a little bit of audio or something? Maybe you could kind of share some of the actual, happenings.
Nothing weird. Kind of nothing weird. I'm just saying.
So James needs you to record so that we're going to have you come back to Candle Keisha. We're going to talk about this date. But we'd love to have some audio, too. This is going to be so much fun.
If she go too far, I can't tell y'all that, though.
No, right? No, no, okay. No, no, no.
Just in
case.
If
I go too far, it's going to be the problem.
Right. Okay.
I'll have Mo and Keisha and them, like, in the corner. You won't know they're there.
Can we just be in the bushes?
Yes.
With, like,
at a table binoculars. Right over there.
Oh, no, my goodness.
We'll have fun.
So where would you like? Tell us the date plan. We want the date plan. Tell us something.
You might have to think about it.
Because the one
she
thing,
already taken well, up for your ass.
Yeah, right? There you go.
I got you. I got you.
No, my I really like bowling as a date because you're just back and forth. And I'm going to talk smack and you're going to talk smack. And as you drink, as you're drinking, you just kind of loosen up. And you really get to know a person, I think, that way.
I'm down with that. I'm pretty good at bowling.
Yeah, you get to see their character.
I usually beat boys in bowling.
If you beat me, though, I might trip you. Yeah, you might get tripped. Okay. I'm letting you know. We're going to start with that.
Well, I will say this. Thank you all very, very much for coming and being a part of Candidly Keisha in this first dating extravaganza that I have done.
With more people.
But wait, we are Cerise. And Carla.
I want you to bring me back so that I can be paired with a very nice guy. Thank you, Keisha.
Yes. I would like to bring you back, and then you'll be the blind. You'll be in the hot seat, okay?
Yay! Yes.
Can I come and watch?
Switch roles.
Yes. Okay. You can come watch. And then, Carla, do you want to come and be in the hot seat, and you can make the choice?
You could be blindfolded this
Carla,
time.
Carla!
Well, I do like the blindfold.
You can put that on the mic.
Hold on.
If you're promising to blindfold me, I'll come back.
Oh! Carla, grab the mic real quick. I wanted to tell us about your book, though, because you've just launched a book. Before you ladies go, I would like you each to kind of let me know some of the things that you have going on, where people can find you, you know, all of that good stuff. You know, a little shameless plug, self-promo.
Yes, here I am. Write with Carla, WRITE, WITHCARLA. It is a romance novel about dating in today's society. You know, it's a lot different than when we came up. You can't just go to the mall and... Is it not?
You're okay.
You can't just go to the mall and meet somebody, but there are things like taking pictures and videos and, you know, sexting and all of this. So I'm trying to incorporate dating with all of the visual aspects of technology that we have, but still with the social ills of Black Lives Matter. So kind of just taking a snapshot of America today, putting it in a romance novel with lots of great sex, and you can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Is your e-book? Do you have an e-book?
Yes, I have
also
an e-book. Okay. Barnes & Noble, the Kindle and the Nook, is called Mask Off by Carla DuPont. Ooh. So I appreciate your support.
I'm going to download it now. So, Reese?
Well, hey, everybody. I'm Reese Odom. I'm an actress, born and raised here in Atlanta. I also produce, and I'm starting my own production company I just started it. And I've already produced a few films, not with this company, but I'm going to do a lot of films that have purposeful meanings. Mm-hmm. And I also am going to start workshops for up-and-coming actors and their parents, and just to have everybody ready for what it is that they want to do in the industry. I'm excited. That's going to start soon, so be looking out on Reese, REECEODUM, no relation to Lamar. And, that's me. I'm on all social media outlets at Reese Odom. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Tahira, and this is my second time on Candidly Keisha. Boop, boop, boop. I am the founder of The Cut Life, which is a digital platform that celebrates short hair and beauty.
You said you're growing yours out. I know you had a little, you know.
So, but recently, my company casted all the talent for Dark and Lovely's newest hair color sprays.
Nice.
So they're in stores now, and I also hosted red carpet for the Soul Train Awards on behalf of African Pride, and that airs on November 26th on
BET.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
And where can people find you on social media?
Oh, Instagram, Tahira Joy, TAHIRAJOY. And The Cut Life is spelled normally.
The Cut Life.
Yes.
Got it. Well, I must say, this has been a very, very fun Candidly Keisha. I have enjoyed. I cannot wait to hear the update.
Yeah.
And this is what I said when all of you came. I said, even if it's not like a love match, I can promise you, you're going to have a good time.
Right.
And you're going to have a fun date. And yes, we're going to have to, I'm speechless right now. And that doesn't happen very often. But this is Candidly Keisha. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Keisha. Thank you. Having us.
And I'm going to be on the lookout for some memes for y'all.
I know somebody, girl.
Woo, woo.
So can we bring guys? That might be a good idea, if we can bring guys that we know.
We'll talk about it. What we'll do it. That's how I did it. That's how I did it. I reached out to friends. Was like, okay, do you know someone who could be good? Da-da-da-da. So we will definitely. I said that wasn't going well. But that's what we're gonna do. So we're gonna find some nice eligible bachelors for you guys.
Cool.
But this is Candidly Keisha. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing, amazing weekend, and we'll be right back right here next Friday.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.